Bishop's Cracker Barrel. Here is a program of political news, anecdotes, and pleasant reminiscing with Walter Bishop, political observer and public relations director for WRVA Radio. Now let's pull up a chair and join Walter Bishop round the Cracker Barrel.
Thank you, Carl Stutz, and a welcome to my good friends around the Cracker Barrel. 32 years ago this evening, the WRVA radio station was inaugurated with a three-hour program on which leading political personalities of that day took part, including Governor E. Lee Trinkle and Richmond's Mayor J. Fulmer Bright. Next day was general election, and next Tuesday will be the 33rd in the history of WRVA news coverage. As usual, our news editor, Jack Clements, and all of the WRVA radio staff are ready to give our listeners the complete results of the day's balloting as fast as available, the election night coverage that you've been accustomed to from this station. 32 years ago tomorrow, Virginians elected a governor in the House of Delegates, and one of the men whom Richmond has elected to his first public office on that November 3rd, 1925, is with us this evening. He's no stranger to WRVA microphone, since for the past 12 years, he's occupied this period when Congress is in session. The Honorable J. Vaughn Gary, representative from the 3rd Virginia District. Vaughn, it'd probably be out of place to refer to you as my guest, since I'm the one who's occupying your period until next January, when you resume your weekly good reports on activities in Washington. I'll just say it's nice to have you around the Cracker Barrel for a few minutes of reminiscing about that election of 32 years ago and some of your own political reminiscences.
Walter, it's delightful.